From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the health of the nation's top justice is now a political issue. First, the lead. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, resumed debate today on whether to force all Israelis to leave the Palestinian Gaza Strip. Last night, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon called his plan to evacuate Israeli settlers and soldiers from Gaza the most difficult decision of his life. But he said that Israel would be stronger for it. There's fierce resistance among Jewish settlers nonetheless. Thousands of them formed a human chain around the parliament ahead of today's vote on Prime Minister Sharon's plan. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
Unprecedented security measures outside parliament have been taken to match Israel's unprecedented debate inside. As the 120 members of the Knesset have their say before a mostly empty chamber today, the Israeli media report that the Air Force has closed down the airspace around the Knesset and that a fleet of helicopters is on standby to evacuate lawmakers should right-wing demonstrators succeed in putting the Knesset under siege. At the approach of the 9th anniversary of the assassination of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin by a right-wing extremist, authorities say security around Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is at an all-time high. Such are the passions aroused over the question of leaving Gaza, a place the Jewish settlers consider not only their religious birthright, but a Garden of Eden. With heavily subsidized spacious homes along the Mediterranean, some 8,000 Jewish settlers take up 15% of the land of the Gaza Strip, have their own road system, and receive escorts from Israeli soldiers whenever they come and go. It is a life in sharp contrast to Gaza's 1.3 million Palestinians, many of whom refer to Gaza as the world's largest prison. Resentment of the settlers is huge, and Palestinian militants have made them the target of almost daily attacks. Ariel Sharon told the parliament last night that his plan to disengage from Gaza will reduce animosity and strengthen Israel's hold over territory Sharon called essential to Israel's existence, an apparent reference to the settlements of the occupied West Bank. Sharon also said the plan would advance Israel along the path of peace with the Palestinians. Opponents of his plan warn that it will only open the door to even greater militancy in Gaza. But more peaceful times are the hope of many Israeli centrists and leftists who find themselves supporting Sharon, a man of the right. Among them is 54-year-old Jerusalemite Zion Biri. Biri's son David, a young Israeli soldier, died in a roadside bomb trying to save a settler in the Gaza Strip. He'd complained that his service in Gaza was nothing more than protecting settlers. Grieving parents and a growing number of Israelis say the cost is simply too high. Zion Biri says he admires Sharon's transformation, but asks one question.
What I really want to know and what I'm interested in is to know when this will stop, when this endless killing will stop.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.